a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Two underway here of the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. How are you? My name is Mike Chambers. It's open lines tonight. We'll talk about any subject you want to talk about. We've been talking about Ron Paul, and we're talking with Heather in Oregon. Yeah, and I had noticed it too, Heather, just at the CNN YouTube debate. Huckabee for the first time mentioned that he would get rid of the IRS.
Right.
Yeah, but now you be, go ahead.
Like a whole combination of things. He just came out of nowhere and all of a sudden adopted the same message, and he just seems like a total copycat, and like they've sent him in there to do the confusion work.
Yeah, you know that seems very likely, because when you look at his record, he's huge at raising taxes and big on spending.
Mm-hmm.
His record is as Arkansas governor shows that he was. Well, someone put it that he was a serial tax hiker.
Yeah, something just smells funny about it, and I just wondered if anybody else noticed that. Plus, I just noticed they won't even mention Ron Paul on anything, on anywhere in the network news that I've seen.
Yeah, he's getting a little bit more, but not to the degree that I had expected he would get out of the $6 million. I mean, this is huge. This was his story. This is history. Mm-hmm. Historical amount of money. Being raised in a 24-hour period by a guy who is nowhere in the polls, according to these people. And you would think that they'd have been all over that story. But they're not. I mean, there's been some. There are quick mentions, that kind of thing. I've got one. I've got a couple of clips here. One with on Tucker Carlson's show on MSNBC where Kent Snyder, Ron Paul's campaign manager, is on there. And then from the Cafferty file on CNN, they asked this question, you know, why is someone who can raise $18-20 million in a quarter not faring better in the polls? And I think that's a huge question that people should really out there be scratching their head about, saying, hey, most likely it's because the polls are wrong.
Yeah, they're just lying. They're covering it all up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Now, you see, on the Chuck Norris thing, you say he had found out about Huckabee from a site called The Revolution.
Yeah, he said these two young guys emailed him, and they were from a website called The Revolution. But when you go on that site, it's for sale now.
Well, they might have thought they could make a buck out of the URL. You never know.
It just sounded like a copycat operation. Like, you know, like they're using the Revolution idea, and they're. You know, once again, just the whole thing looks like a big copycat counterfeit.
Well, there's a lot of it going on, Heather. Thanks for the call. Yeah,
sure.
Look at DEC27th.com. Huckabee's trying to do a money bomb on the 27th of this month. Back in a minute with more.
Yeah. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On this Monday night, let's go back to the telephone. John in New York, thank you for patiently waiting here on the Midnight Rider. Welcome aboard.
Yes, hello. If we, as Patriots, shoot first, we lose. So that's the thing that we want to keep in mind. If they shoot first, then we win. We outnumber them, and we have more control if it comes down to that than they do. They have some high-tech stuff, but we know where they operate out of and how to take over and defeat those things. Now, if they could produce those things in millions and millions of little robot devices, then that might be, you know, something else. But I'm
take a roll around the DARPA website. They are creating some incredible things.
Yes,
they're there. And
I'm more worried. Most of the Patriots are more worried about a combined engagement, including the Chinese and Russians at the same time in a pincer movement. That would be more scary than what the people have here. The other thing is, I'm a little bit also worried, you know, how are they going to play this out? Because they're really worried. Is Ron Paul going to have his money in banks, and if the market crashes, will that, all that money disappear and become like one-tenth of what it is, or one-hundredth of what it's worth? That's something to be, you know,
yeah,
concerned about.
Yeah, you know, there are so many ways that this can play out, John. The war, the dual front war bothers me a lot. And our being provocative with Iran, in my opinion, is the wrong thing to do. Because Russia has openly said, you attack Iran, you've attacked us.
Right.
Russia has no debt. China controls over $1 trillion of our debt. China is inking deals with Iran, just inked a huge energy deal with Iran, has inked deals with Saudi Arabia as of late. They've got Pakistan and India and Afghanistan as kind of surrogates with this Shanghai Cooperation Organization that has been created. And so larger, including Iraq, I mean, the Chinese are selling AK-47s to the Iraqis because we can't provide them.
Well, one scenario is if they try to start a war with the Patriots and the Chinese and the Russians get involved, it's like a four-way who's who, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, most certainly.
Because they're going to have their hands full with the Russians, the Chinese, and the Patriots. There's no way. And then there's other countries. So I don't know how that's going to play out. But I'm more worried about Ron Paul losing his money if he's got it in the banks, because it's just all ones and zeros if the market crashes.
Right.
You know, there goes all that. And then Bush declares himself a dictator. And if Clinton and Hillary get in there, they'll never ever leave, because they fought such a fuss getting kicked out the last time. They tore everything apart and pulled the computers apart and pulled the carpet up when they left, and they didn't want to leave.
Right. I think, John, if the economy crashes before Bush leaves office, Bush won't leave office.
No, he won't.
He'll set himself up as dictator. I think that he has been convinced by somebody that he's on a mission from God.
Right.
I think he has deluded. He's somehow been deluded into believing that. Cheney is his puppet master, and there's a puppet master on Cheney, which most likely is probably Henry Kissinger, who's at the White House at least once a week or once a month to sit down and talk with Dick. He doesn't go in and talk to George. He talks with Dick.
Right.
And so, I mean, Cheney is the man at the helm of this country, which is why, you know, I think from an impeachment standpoint, I think it's smart to go at him. But if things go wrong and the economy dies here, they will not leave office. There will be no 2008 election. And Ron Paul, if he's got money in the bank, yeah, it'll be gone just like the rest of us.
Right. The other thing is, if this is going to be pulled off, it's going to – the most what's the worst time it can happen to be pulled off, and that's the winter time.
Right.
So every Patriot has got to worry about this winter. If we make it through this winter, you got to worry about the coming fall, because that's the first easiest way to kill off a lot of people, is because of the weather. And I can't think of too much else to talk about.
I mean, you know, there were, John, there were over close to 24 people that died here in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Because of this ice storm that came through. My wife's uncle was one of them. And they suspected what had happened with him was that he had an oil lamp that tipped over.
Mm-hmm.
And caught the couch where he was at on fire and killed him.
We had a big ice storm way a while back up here, too, and people carbon monoxide poisoning with those kerosene heaters and butane heaters in the house and things like that.
Yeah.
In the wintertime, you know, it's fight or flight, and you know, where are you going to go in the wintertime if you're not mapped out where you're going, and if you can't get there because of the snow and the roads are all down? And that's worse. It's natural man-made roadblocks because of the lines and things that are down. So everything.
And the thing, too, you know, Johnny, if you've got kids,
yeah,
and you're forced to leave in the winter.
Right.
And I mean, we've got our survival kits where we can do things three ways. One, we're working to be where we can stay here.
Mm-hmm.
Two, where we can drive out, and three, where we can walk out.
Right.
Now, if option three occurs, and you've got a bunch of little kids trying to go out in the middle of winter, and you've got to get to somewhere, you're in deep trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so your options at that point really, really become limited in all of that. So, yeah, I think you're right. The wintertime would be the best time to do that.
Right. And you see but what happened in Russia when the Nazis were attacking them, and the Russian front, all that You know, a lot of people died just from frostbite. They lost more people.
Oh, yeah.
They were Battle of the Bulge. The frostbite was a killer, and the same way in Korea.
Yeah, exactly. And the especially the death toll for the Germans was extremely high in Russia because they had no cold weather gear.
Right.
And the winter got extremely cold, and they were nailed. And that was probably one of the things that helped break that siege at Stalingrad was the winter itself. And
Napoleon, too, had a problem with that.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and amazing how history repeats itself.
Hey, check out that show on RBN Live. It's a gentleman, I can't think of his name, but he talks about cold weather gear and making it. And he's got an excellent show, I think it's on Sundays. And he talks about the different things that work and what don't work and why space
blanket. Is that John Moore?
John Moore does a little bit of that, too, but I think he comes on either before or after him. But he talks about these special clothing that he makes out of foam and so forth. But he had a good show this past week about how these little small survival packages are mostly a waste of money and time because he talked about the space blankets being pretty much useless. There's no insulation value there. It's just like
I bought a couple of them just to look at them, and he's pretty much.
They're okay if you want to layer it, put a blanket on, put that over top of the blanket to keep the blanket from getting wet in another blanket, but. Just that by itself is just not enough. It's just like a potato and a piece of tinfoil. You know, you're going to transfer the heat or the cold, whichever's around you, into
it's
you.
It's James Phillips. Name of the program is Prepare Without Fear.
Yes.
Sundays 2 to 4.
Yeah, that's a great show. And I'll let you go and let somebody else get on. Thank you much.
All right, John. Thanks for calls. Always good points that you bring up. And that just reemphasizes, we've talked about this before, the need to be prepared. Do as much as you possibly can, and it's going to get more and more difficult to do what you possibly can as this dollar continues to drop, the economy continues to get worse. In a situation where, say, we attack Iran, we end up in a war against Russia and China. After the initial round of this stuff is done, and our ships are. Battered and beat up, our planes are battered and beat up, and we're out of spare parts. There ain't no place to get the steel because it's not being made here. Very little steel production is going on in this country anymore. It's all been shipped overseas. We're importing it from China, Japan. And to be able to get that type of steel from a place like Japan, well, then you're going to have to ensure that your shipping lanes are open. And if you've got ships that are laid up, that makes that a little bit difficult. And that's why I see all of this, and then you're going, oh, my, Bush is literally writing checks we can't cash with our might because of the people that are going to stand behind Iran. That probably in a nutshell is why we've not bombed them already, is because you've got Russia who said, look, you attack these people, and we got problems because Russia's got energy deals with Iran as well. And I've got to tell you, they don't want the U.S. military sitting right there across at the Caspian Sea, right across from them. It's bad enough that we were allowed in Uzbekistan, which we're no longer there during the war with Afghanistan, which is still raging hot and heavy. And now there's a move afoot to try to get us to reemphasize things going on in Afghanistan because the Taliban's essentially back in control. I mean, Karzai, after this. British Prime Minister Brown the other day had said that we won't be talking with terrorists. Karzai is in deep talks with them. And they're coming back into power. We didn't get rid of anything. They just left. Same thing with the war in Iraq. I mean, we rolled into town and we've won the war, mission accomplished. The military faded right back into the woodwork, took off their uniforms, put on civilian clothes, and knew where all the weapons were cached at, and at the appointed time, they've come out, and they've been out ever since. And you've got these people as insurgents who are Iraqis that are not happy we are there, and they want us out of there. It's a literal quagmire. It's probably a huge stroke of genius on the part of Saddam Hussein, because I think this whole thing was planned. That's why they stashed weapons everywhere. And these people are always coming across a new cache of weapons that they can have, or the fact that we're actually giving them to them because, 12,000 more weapons are missing, and 2,100 generators are gone as well. Including some of those weapons include RPGs, folks. Back in a minute with more. 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Love, come quick. Love, come in a hurry. They don't care where they kick, just as long as they hurt you. They're thieves in the temple tonight. Love, if you're there, come save me from all this cold despair.
Well, I guess it's working. My toes have been crossed. That the RBN streams will stay up, and so far they're still cooking and going, but maintenance scheduled for tonight. So when the RBN website is up and it is running, and we're here, it's open lines. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you would like to join us on the program tonight to be a part of things. We'd be more than happy to have you with us. Got a couple of clips here that I want to play tonight. One is from Ron Paul's campaign manager, Kent Snyder, who was on the Tucker Carlson show. And then also Jack Cafferty asked an interesting question today on the Situation Room on CNN. And we're going to play the Tucker Carlson clip right now. It's short enough to be able to fit into this segment. So take a listen to it. and we'll comment on the other side.
The only recognizable celebration yesterday of the Boston Tea Party's 234th anniversary was held by the Ron Paul for President campaign, or by supporters of it. Sam Adams was represented in his anti-taxation spirit, possibly in the bottled form as well, as the Ron Paul movement celebrated by raising more than $6 million in a single day. That's a record. So where does this richly funded but unlikely bid for presidency go from here? What is the end game? Here to tell us is Ron Paul's campaign chairman, Ken Snyder. Mr. Snyder, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So where did this money come from?
It came from all over the United States. I mean, it's really surprising. We had about 55,000 people donate the $6 million in a 24-hour period. But what's really interesting for us is that about 24,000 of those people were first-time donors.
I saw Ron Paul give a speech last month in which he said, you know, there's going to be a day where they're going to raise money. He didn't even know what the date was.
Right.
This seemed, and I mean that as a compliment,
actually. Right.
This seemed to have taken place, this fundraising, almost completely outside the campaign itself.
Right. Well, that's kind of the beauty of our campaign. Dr. Paul talks about freedom, decentralization, and of course, because of the internet, now people are able to actually create things and take the initiative and actually do things because of the internet. So our job as a campaign is obviously to present Dr. Paul and do more of the traditional things, but also at the same time to make sure we get out of the way of a lot of very energetic and supportive people out there to do what they want to do. And of course, yesterday is proof of that.
So this is a campaign that flies Southwest, stays at the Best Western, eats in diners. I've seen it firsthand.
Right.
You've got a lot of cash on hand as a result of that thriftiness. What are you going to do with all that money?
Well, it still is expensive, as you know, to run a national campaign. From the beginning of this campaign back in January, I said we're going to have to be successful, we're going to have to blend the old techniques with the new techniques. So we still have to do radio, television, direct mail, travel expenses, and those sorts of things. And, of course, the country is very big. But, you know, we're using the internet as much as we can, but it's going to be a proper blend of the old and the new, and I think that's what we're doing now.
Do you have any sense of what's drawing people? I mean, there's so many facets to Ron Paul's message. It's the small government element, the foreign policy stuff. What's the main draw?
I've thought about that quite a bit, and Dr. Paul and I have talked about it. I really think what it comes down to now is people want real change. They really do. And that what it is that change, the change really is the message that we have, peace, freedom, and prosperity. There's a lot of people out there that I talk to around the country who what I call disgruntled Republicans. They realize that the Republican Party isn't the party of big government or small government anymore. They don't like it. But at the same time, our campaign is drawing a lot of new people who never were interested in politics. I mean, for example, not too long ago, I had a gentleman call. I happened to answer the phone. The gentleman said, I'm in my mid-40s. I've never registered to vote. I've never voted in my life. I heard Dr. Paul speak. I am now on my way to the DMV to register to vote for the very first time in my life. So for that perspective, we're drawing some disgruntled Republicans, but also a lot of people are new to the political system.
So it is a movement. I called it a movement throughout the show. That was not tongue-in-cheek.
No.
You've literally broken the record in one-day fundraising. Yes. You broke the record. And it was on A147 in this morning's Washington Post. I mean, it was a tiny item in the paper. It was ignored.
Right.
That must drive you bananas.
Right, yes. But we're used to this, but we're working to make sure that we get out there more and more. But, you know, I think that the mainstream media, by and large, they are a little bit behind the times. I mean, comments often about the press is usually about a year or two behind. The point is, something's going on out there. People like yourself and a few others are recognizing that. But a senior producer for one of the major news shows told me not too long ago, there is something going on, there's a story, and we're trying to find it out. So I think more people now are realizing there is, in fact, something going on.
Yeah, John Stossel did a full hour with Ron Paul. They didn't even put it on ABC, they put it online.
Yes, right.
All right, Ken Snyder, I really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks
Thank you very
me.
Much. Congratulations.
Right. So there you go, on Tucker Carlson there. And I think that the points that Ken Snyder spoke to, look, that there are so many people out there that are disgruntled, and they're not just Republicans. There are people. I went to a Ron Paul rally here back on the 2nd, and there were literally people from every walk of life there, every education level, every economic level. People were there because we want to change. They want to change. I want to change. You want to change. I mean, that's what we're here. That's what we're here talking about. And I know people. Ron Paul. Yes, I understand. But everything that we have been talking about, that we've been doing has been a build-up to this. I mean, the very fact that he's running for office is an outgrowth of people like you and I who asked him to run. And so he's running, and it's our job to support him. I'm going to do everything I possibly can. I did 12 years in mainstream radio, never talked about a candidate. But I support this man. Back in a minute with more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, if you want to join us on the program tonight, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I wanted to take a couple of seconds and talk about RBN sponsor Energy Swap. If you live in Texas or New York, you need to give these folks a call. Texas and New York listeners can save up to 20% on their electric bill. There's no cost or hassle to switch service. You earn rewards while you save money. With the way the economy is going, every bit helps. Go to www.energyswap.com or call 888-238-6397 to save now. I've been to their website. Pretty intriguing. Energy-swap.com is their web address. Again, their number, 888-238-6397. It's available for folks in Texas and in New York to save money. And folks, the cost of heating your home and cooling it this summer is going to continue to go up. They're talking triple digit oil prices for next year. I mean, we've flirted with the $100 mark now for quite some time. It'll go up and back and forth in the 90s, go down a dollar, go up four, down a dollar, up four, the kind of thing. And it's slowly working its way to that century mark. And it's hard to imagine that when George Bush took office in 2001, January 20th, 2001, oil was at 19 bucks a barrel. And now we're talking $100 oil. It's incredible. Somebody's making a whole lot of money and gaining an awful lot of power through all this. Because in the end, all these conflicts will come down. They're all economic. And, of course, that you want to control resources. And, you know, you control the resources enough, man, you're way, way ahead. Carol in Pennsylvania, welcome to the program. How are you this evening?
The gentleman that was on earlier, he sounds like a very unhappy man.
A little bit, yeah. I think he was disgruntled.
Yeah, well, you know, he reminds me of this gentleman that when he was young, he was so mistreated by his father and mother, at least his father, that he was a very bitter man, and to this day he has no friends. And he lives across the road from my girlfriend on a little hill, and nobody visits him or anything. So what he did, he got himself a pair of binoculars, and he spies on the neighborhood. And this is a very lonely man. And this gentleman sounds like maybe that's his problem. But what this man had, I heard the clip he's talking about myself a night or two ago. And he, you know, our government, this gentleman told a couple, but it was back in 2000, this gentleman was pumping gas at a gas station. And I says, oh, our government is just such a mess. He says, you're not telling me anything I don't already know. And he told me how they took his dog tags and everything away. They sent him down into Cuba to get rid of this. And I can't remember the gentleman's name, so our government could put in Castro.
Right.
And he said when he came back, he had none of the men. Castro is the one that brought him back, though, by the way, to Florida, these bunch of soldiers. And they had no proof that they were even citizens of the United States. And, of course, they got one phone call, and he said, I'm only in America today because of my father coming to claim me. And, you know, I do, to me, I think maybe Ron Paul, like you said, he was just saying, support our country. You know, support, yeah. I don't know if you heard about the what Monsanto did over in, I think it was Italy, I may be wrong, but they dumped their waste into the waterways or the sewer over in Italy, and that's why we have this strain of the MRSA in America.
Is that right? That I did not know.
Yes. Well, you go to thepowerhour.com.
Okay.
And the second column, click on it down below where it says more. And then go over to the left side, and you'll see news, and click on news, and it'll say, click on the news and read it. I mean, it's just unbelievable what they've done. But it's in, and they said it's coming in the pigs and the cattle, and I'm sure we probably get a lot of their imported stuff from there.
But well, prosciutto ham and yeah, a lot of pork products come from, I mean, if you eat any Italian food at all, Italian sausage, anything like that, if it's made there, certainly, especially prosciutto.
Well, they said that the medicine that they give to kill it doesn't kill it.
No.
It does not kill the MRSA. It will come back and back and back. I mean, we have to look at this positive. The rain, you know, countries go up and they go down, and it's time for a change, and it's in the wind, and I believe things will change, and Ron Paul is definitely going to get in there, because if he doesn't, I think there will be worldwide trouble at this point. He is so renowned worldwide at this point, and they know this. And George Bush is not going to stay in office. We have to look positive, but it is time to get these people out of office and round them up. They need rounded up. They absolutely need to go to prison.
And this I agree with that.
Yep, this has to be the ultimate goal. And I like the fact, I think, the first thing to go is the NEA. I think that's the best thing that could happen to the children.
Get rid of that department. Yeah, get rid of the Department of Education.
My girlfriend's sister-in-law, she's a teacher, and I think she was teaching like sixth or seventh grade. And you know what she's teaching now? Kindergarten.
Wow.
I mean, they just keep pushing them around. How's the weather out there?
A little chilly and windy tonight, but I went out earlier, and the air is brisk and fresh. We've not had any chemtrails for the last couple of days. We've had sunshine for 2 days in a row, and it was just. It was nice just out there. A little windy and chilly, but, man, I sure enjoyed the air.
Yeah, much snow?
We got an inch here. It wasn't that bad.
Well, last night we probably got over a foot, and on the news, we're like 17 degrees with a 5-below chill factor. But I'll tell you, we get the snow where I live. But, you know, the people haven't really seen snow like I did when I was young. I mean, waist high, past my waist, and I'm 5'7", and it would be past my waist. I walked to school in that,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I remember my grandmother died in 1963, I believe it was, and they had to call the funeral off for 3 days because the vehicles couldn't move.
Right. Yeah, I remember as a kid just, 30, 35 years ago, Carol, that we would have hellacious snowstorms here, that we would get a foot. I remember, being able to build snow forts, snowmen.
Sure.
Just have all kinds of fun, and now there's not enough snow out there to do anything.
No, but it's all by design. I still say it's all by design, and it's kind of sad. The first thing when Ron Paul gets into office so seriously, Monsanto has to be stopped. That is the most important issue, the chemtrails and Monsanto, because of the food.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about it. But I feel bad for that gentleman. He's not... I don't think he's thinking logical about what's going on. He's only seeing, unless he's put in there to call,
I'll tell you what he did for me, Carol. I mean, if that's all anybody can come up with is those 2 points about Ron Paul,
uh-huh.
My gosh, we got us a darn good candidate.
You better betcha. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll get off here and let somebody else talk. I shouldn't probably tell you this, but you probably should receive your package on Wednesday.
Well, excellent. I look forward to it.
Yeah, I hope you get it Wednesday, and I hope you enjoy.
Okay. I will.
Okay. Well, one thing you have to understand, my baking wasn't quite up to snuff because I had to get a new stove. And my old stove, I mean, it would burn things, and after a while, it would begin to seem normal. So I'm not quite used to the stove. I've only had it a few weeks, and this last week was the first time I baked in it. So I hope everything's okay.
I'm sure everything will be just fine.
Okay, well,
More than fine.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I will come back with a review for everybody of Carol's baked goodies. And I'm looking forward to that. I've got to get her a run on my Mikey mix. That I make for gifts every year. So, got her added to the list of folks to do that for. So, that's the cool thing that's one thing I like about this time of year is the gifts that people make. I dig it. And, or the inexpensive gift that somebody will think this guy really needs this. A couple years ago, I bought my dad and my stepdad these wind-up flashlights. You'd have thought I'd have given them $1 million. Like, wow, hey. Because my dad's been an electrician for years. And, how often you get up, you're up working on something and you need a flashlight and your batteries are out. Or they start going dim on you. Wind-up flashlight, you just wind it up and you get good light. And so those are great in... The way I found out about it was my son had got me one. He's like, wow, because where they're thinking, hey, dad could use this for something that he needs. I remember him working on something. Flashlights were out, and he was kind of in the dark, and he was beating around going, that's when you know that if it's either been made or somebody's thought really hard about what you need, and that's the gift you get. That's what makes it special to me. It's not the dollar amount or anything. I tell you what, these little Santa secret shops that they have at school, we'll send the kids each with like $10. And they'll buy for just everybody in the family and grandmas and grandpas on it. And they will come home with some of the neatest little gifts. I mean, there's just, and they're in like 99 cent gifts, and you're wow, this is really cool. This is ingenious. I had a keychain flashlight that they brought me 1 year. The thing worked for years. And I was, straight out on the side of the road a couple of times, have a belt come off or something like that. And that keychain flashlight was like there to the rescue. It was a great thing. All right, real quickly, I'm going to play this clip from the Cafferty Files. This is Mr. Cafferty, Jack Cafferty, asked a very interesting question about the Ron Paul campaign. This clip runs 4 minutes and 45 seconds. Here we go.
This political news anytime, check out our political ticker at CNN.com/ticker. Time now for the Cafferty File. Jack joins us from New York, and I know Wolf always says this, so I have to say this. Jack, you're part of that Emmy Award-winning team, too.
That's correct.
Happy Monday.
How about those Red Sox? Ron Paul becomes the $6 million man. That's the headline on Politico about the Republican presidential candidate's astounding fundraising accomplishment yesterday, the Boston Tea Party. Paul did it again. He raised more than $6 million online in a single day. And that follows a fundraiser last month that brought in $4.2 million in a single day. That's a pretty good hourly rate. The campaign says it's raised more than $18 million this quarter. This could very well mean that Ron Paul will outraise his Republican rivals for the fourth quarter. And if he does that, he'll be able to fund a presence in a lot of the states that will be voting on February 5th. Ron Paul has the kind of grassroots organizations that politicians dream about. In addition to his phenomenal fundraising abilities, mostly among small individual campaign contributors, he has a devoted following that in any given moment can almost overpower the internet. Any time that we mention Ron Paul's name here on the Situation Room, his supporters immediately begin writing to us in droves. They're fanatic in their devotion to him and very appreciative of any mention we've ever given him. It's a phenomenon that's unique to Dr. Paul. We talk about all the candidates all the time, but we never, ever get a response to any of the rest of them like we get when we mention Ron Paul's name. It's pretty amazing. Nevertheless, most consider him a distant long shot, and he's stuck in the single digits in most of the national polls. So here's the question. If Ron Paul can raise more than $6 million in 1 day, how come he's not higher in the polls? Email your thoughts to CaffertyFile, CNN.com, or you can go to, we're past that already, or you can go to CNN.com/CaffertyFile, where you can post a comment on my blog. John.
I bet you're going to get quite a few emails, and bet quite a few of them come from Ron Paul supporters.
Well, we already have, actually. There's 700-800 emails came in before the program went on the air, because when they put the questions up on the internet site, people start writing right away. Did you write, John?
You are right about their enthusiasm. I don't write when I anchor, but you are right about their enthusiasm. When you're out at other campaign events across the country, Ron Paul supporters show up, a great deal of enthusiasm. I think you hit on the key question, can he translate the money and the enthusiasm into votes? And we're only a few weeks from finding out.
There
Jack,
you go.
We'll be back with you in a little bit. John McCain now has Joe Lieberman in his corner. Is this endorsement more of a statement about McCain's presidential bid? Or Jack is in New York now. Back to Jack for the Cafferty File.
If Huckabee does as well in Iowa as the polls indicate he might, a lot of those money problems might suddenly begin to disappear. Question this hour is, if Ron Paul can raise more than $6 million in 1 day, how come he's not higher in the polls? Doug writes from Sierra Madre, California, not higher because Ron Paul doesn't appeal to most right-wingers. Mr. Paul makes sense and tells the truth, and that just annoys a lot of Republicans. Carlos writes, because he's not getting exposure in the mainstream media. The rise of Huckabee is a testament to this. As soon as Huckabee's name started being mentioned every 5 seconds, his poll numbers rose. Just because Ron Paul is low in the polls doesn't mean he shouldn't get news coverage. Those who get to hear his message absolutely fall in love with him. Not John, apparently. John in Keystone Heights, Florida. Ron Paul isn't near the top of the polls for one reason. His message sucks. John in Sacramento. As a liberal Democrat, I've watched Ron Paul over the last year. I don't understand why the media doesn't get that he represents a very disaffected segment of the Republican Party that hasn't had a real voice since Pat Buchanan in 1992. The Republicans operate like a massive corporation. Ron Paul represents a shareholder's revolt. Linda writes, I think the reason Ron Paul's no higher in the polls is because few Americans understand what libertarianism is. It's much more in line with what our forefathers believed was important, but as a nation we have deviated so far from that original structure that today's Americans don't understand what it means. Jay writes, he's not higher in the polls because he's not supported by the Republican Party management, the wealthy, corporate types, the defense, oil and gas industries, etc. He seems to represent the common man, who feels without a voice in the usual D.C. political circus. And finally, Walter writes from Ohio, the reason we love Ron Paul is because he loves his country more than he loves himself. John?
Told you they'd be interesting, Jack.
All right, so there you go there, the clip from CNN with the Cavity File, and you get a flavor of what people write there onto the program. And I think it is big. There are a lot of, and this is the reason I play it, is to demonstrate there are a lot of people out there who don't feel represented. I don't feel represented. I'm tired of watching as one piece of legislation goes in that goes to further curtail my freedoms and liberties. That if I say something, I can be labeled as a terrorist. I don't like that. I'm tired of it. Yes, one day it might come to us going into the streets armed. But I don't think so yet. And right now, this is a revolution we can create, I think, based on information and based on love. Love for our country, love for our fellow man, and love for each other. All right, back in a minute. We got a final segment around the corner. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN.
Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Here on the program on this Monday night,
I do think that the one thing that Ron Paul is exposing here, and his supporters, our supporters, us, you and I, are exposing here, is I think for a long time we have had our presidential choices crafted for us, and we've been told that they come out to huge crowds, and I really wonder if that's true. That if what we're seeing with these other candidates, I mean, you go to a Rudy Giuliani event, there's more Ron Paul people there than Giuliani supporters. I'm hearing anecdotal reports from people all over the country saying they don't see many Giuliani signs. They're seeing Ron Paul signs and Obama here and there, but that's it. It's mainly Ron Paul signs everywhere. And I think, and just my gut feeling tells me we have been fed a bill of goods for a long time regarding who's actually the candidate being supported by the people, when in fact, no, most people are electing the lesser of two evils. And, you know, if him saying something about us, giving money to a Mexican bank, and saying something about missiles in Cuba in '88 is the best we can find to discredit him, I think we've got a good candidate in Ron Paul. Are we talking about it too much on these shows? Maybe we are. I don't know. But I just see that this man is our last opportunity at the ballot box to start a real peaceful revolution in this country where we put this message forward to people of truth and liberty and freedom, and we do our best to get this man elected. And whether that succeeds or fails, step two is we start sending these people, these incumbents in Congress, home. And we put an end to this stuff. The ultimate power was with us. Government derives its power from the people. As long as we continue to acquiesce as a country to whatever these people want to do, they're going to continue to do more. When we stand up, they're going to gritch, they're going to gripe, they're going to try to stop us. But in the end, they can't stop us because we have the numbers. That's very true. Granted, they have some very, very high-tech stuff now. But they can't get us all because they need a few of us. And so it's incumbent on us that we take the action. That's what this whole thing is about. It's not about just one man. It's about a message. It's about an ideal that freedom and liberty leads to a better life. Government out of your life and not intruding in your life leads to a better economy and more prosperity. That peace brings better prosperity because you're not in everybody's business. You can trade with people. You can be friendly with people. Stay away from those who aren't. Keep yourself strong at home so in the event you are attacked, you can repel said attack. We've got ourselves everywhere. We're in practically every country in the world. And we're setting up shop in Iraq. We plan to stay. And that was the plan all along. Hillary, who's said she's anti-war, says we'll be there to a minimum of 2013. This is going to be our Korea. Well, we still have troops in Korea 50 years after the fact. There's no need for them to be there. South Korea wants the war called to an end. And it done and over with. Oh, we can't do that, though. Got to keep our troops there. Got to have a presence. All right. You guys have a great night. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. Folks, that's why we're trying to save this country. You guys have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. With